What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And welcome to our show today. It is Wednesday, August 10th, 2022 here, middle of the weekday, starting that long, slow glide down to Powhatan on Friday, and it's another busy news day. A lot of news we're going to try and get through before it's time to open up the phone lines for your comments, questions, observations, and opinions. Mike is in our control room taking care of business, so let's get right on into it. And we are still seeing the blowback, blow-up, backflash, whatever you want to call it, from Monday's raid by the FBI on Trump's Mar-a-Lago residence. And apparently the FBI deliberately waited for Trump not to be there. And essentially, more and more people are saying this appears to be an act of desperation. The Democrats have been trying to find some way they could get rid of Donald Trump, keep him from running again in 2024. And now we're down to basically bringing in the brown shirts to do all this dirty work, you know, on behalf of the Democrats there. Now, the corporate media is already coming out with a lot of news trying to justify exactly what happened. And there's one story circulating around that apparently the reason the FBI conducted this raid on Trump's home was there was an undercover informant that told him that there were all these documents that Trump was hiding, where to find them, although so far nobody has actually produced anything incriminating. And to be very honest, I smell a frame-up coming. Just like they did with the Russiagate hoax, they're going to do the same thing all over again because they can't think of anything original to do here. Now, Eric Trump has come on out basically saying what really happened during the FBI raid. There were 30 agents, possibly more, that showed up. They refused to show a search warrant. They simply said, we're here, we're going to search the place, so we have a warrant, but you can't see that. That is not an appropriate process. When you serve a search warrant, the person being searched is allowed to read it because the warrant has to describe the specific items being searched for. It's not just a fishing expedition, in theory here. And apparently the FBI refused to allow a Trump lawyer to keep an eye on what they were doing. They just ransacked the place. They went through clothes. They went through Melania Trump's wardrobe. Why? What are they expecting to find there? I don't know. Maybe some of the, you know, FBI agents needed some new lingerie or something like that. Now, to their credit, the staff at Mar-a-Lago were told by the FBI to turn off the security cameras. They refused to do so. So there is a video record of what the FBI was doing inside Mar-a-Lago. And again, Eric is saying that whatever they were looking for, they did not find. Now, Judicial Watch has gone to court. This just broke just before airtime. And they got a court order saying that the Garland Department of Justice, you know, is ordered to unseal the Trump raid warrant, and said that they have until next Monday to file a response. And in all probability, the Department of Justice will say, oh, we can't show you what was in the Trump warrant. It's national security and executive privilege and whatever. But at least Judicial Watch is out there trying to say exactly what do they think they were going to try and find there at Mar-a-Lago. Okay. And apparently what they have succeeded in finding here were some letters, including some letters that Trump traded with Kim Jong-un, which everybody already knew about. Apparently, they seized a cocktail napkin. We don't know why. Maybe there was something written on it or something. You know, it's really kind of a weird situation because supposedly this all has to do with the National Archives requesting 15 boxes of White House records that Trump took with him when he left the White House. And supposedly under the Presidential Records Act, these boxes had to be turned over to the National Archives. And Trump hadn't gotten around to doing that. And that's why that's the official reason for the FBI to raid his home with machine gun carrying agents and go through Melania's intimate apparel and so forth and so on. Personally, I think it's obvious something else is going on. It's another fishing expedition. They're trying to find something, anything that they can indict him on and keep him from running in 2024, because if Trump runs in 2024, he will win. And when he wins, the payback is going to be a bitch. And if Trump wins in 2024, I'm going to send in a resume and say, I would like to be there to help shovel some of the manure onto the heads of these Democrats who rigged our elections. And, I'll even work pro bono. Just, give me the pitchfork here. So there's this story that came on out from Station Gossip saying that this raid by the FBI on Mar-a-Lago, it's ensnared more than just President Trump. And they're talking about how the personal belongings of Melania Trump were gone through by the FBI. Just what did the FBI think they were going to find there? If they were looking for classified documents, then what is the point of going through the personal belongings of Melania Trump? Okay, and so, this thing is really, it's a public relations disaster for the Democrats. It really is. And over at the White House, Ducey basically came on out with a direct question asking if Biden has weaponized the Department of Justice, and he said that's a yes or no question in order to forestall a lot of rambling nonsense coming from the press secretary that would say absolutely nothing. Just is Biden weaponizing the Department of Justice, yes or no? Still didn't get an answer on that one here. Now, Stephen Colbert, who I really liked when he first was starting out, and then he went hardcore liberal, and I can't stand him anymore. He's out there just on his show celebrating the FBI raid and saying, oh, it's a wonderful thing. It's, it's already Christmas. We got all the presents that we wanted. And again, at this point, it doesn't look like the FBI actually found anything. Who knows what's going to go on? But the media is already out there saying, yes, this is the end of Donald Trump. And they're already saying that this raid will disqualify Trump from holding future office. And no, a raid in and of itself will not disqualify Donald Trump from future office. The way the Constitution is written, he would have to be convicted of a felony. Okay, or he would have to be convicted of insurrection, at which point they would invoke the 14th Amendment. A little thin on that one, but that's it. Just being raided, does not disqualify Trump from running for office. And, but the media doesn't care. The media doesn't care if they find something or not. They're going to be pounding on this. Trump was raided. Mar-a-Lago was raided. There must be something wrong, or the FBI. The FBI would never do anything underhanded. And so if they've raided Mar-a-Lago, there must be something there. And you should vote for whoever the Democrats put up in 2024 here. Now, over at CNN, and things are getting bad for the White House when CNN, is starting to actually cover the news. The legal analyst over at CNN declared the FBI raid of Mar-a-Lago not warranted. Okay, they may have had a paper warrant, but this analyst is saying he doubts the warrant was legitimate. And remember, the FBI lied to the FISA court to get warrants from them. So that may be why they didn't want to show the warrant to anybody, and why Judicial Watch is having to sue to see what was actually in that warrant. And CNN said that the FBI raid was a daring and dangerous move by the Department of Justice. So, yeah, CNN is not backing them up on this thing. And over at The View, which is hard left as they can get, one of their co-hosts came on out and said the FBI may have just handed Trump the presidency in 2024 because this raid has really energized the Republican Party, the Republican voter, they're angry. They were already you know, angry over the theft of the 2020 election, and then to put this stunt on top of it, that's got everybody riled up here. Now, interestingly enough, Representative Scott Perry, who's an ally of Donald Trump and the current chairman of the House Freedom Caucus, had his cell phone seized by the FBI a day after the raid on Mar-a-Lago. And the raid, again, the handling of classified documents, but the confiscation of Perry's phone raises new questions about just what the FBI is really after. Okay? Because the Pennsylvania Republican has been part of Donald Trump's quest to basically say the 2020 election was fraudulent. That made him a target of the January 6th House Select Committee. Now, the question I have is, where is the warrant that the FBI used to seize this congressman's cell phone? Okay, was there a warrant? Did they lie to get it like they did with the FISA warrants? So another article, this one coming out of RepublicanNation.com, saying Republicans have just put the Democrats on notice. Well, the Republican voters certainly have. Like many other people, I am dismayed at the Republican leadership's kind of tepid response to the raid on Donald Trump's home. Apparently, they don't realize that by just sitting still and saying this is okay, they have established a precedent for their own homes to be raided as soon as they are out of office. That's what's going to happen from now on. You get elected to office, you serve your term in office, you resign or you lose an election, and the incoming opposition party sicks the FBI on you immediately thereafter. That's what's going to be happening from now on unless somebody says, no, this should not be done. And so it's an ugly spot. Now, Biden, of course, the White House, rather, came on out and said, we had no idea. We didn't know the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago until we saw it on Twitter. Honest. And nobody's buying that, of course. So Biden is now in a very difficult spot regarding the FBI's raid of Mar-a-Lago. Because everybody understands this is to Biden's political advantage if he does carry through with his plan to run in 2024. And yet at the same time, he is trying to look like he had nothing to do with it. And he's not really being believed about that. So this thing has really backlashed on Biden. It's backlashed on the Democrats. We're going to see a full court press in the corporate media and the online shills to try and say, oh, yeah, no, there's definitely something there. Just, you know, it's going to take a little while to have it come on out, probably just before the midterm elections. You know, they'll drop the bombshell on what a terrible person Donald Trump was. Okay. Now, already things are getting very, very murky. There is a story that came out of the Daily Mail in Great Britain, which already makes it suspect, saying that the Palm Beach police are now on alert because they've received an intelligence report saying that there will be armed pro-Trump protesters traveling to Mar-a-Lago. Now, there are a lot of Trump supporters on the roads outside Mar-a-Lago. They're waving flags. They're tooting their horns. They've got signs and everything. But now they're saying, oh, there's going to be people there with guns. You know, just like at the January 6th protest. Oh, my goodness, there's going to be guns and all their bombs and everything. So I think we're going to see another Ray Epps special, you know, where the government is going to send in agents provocateurs to that crowd of Trump supporters outside Mar-a-Lago, and they're going to cause trouble, and the corporate media will report it and say, oh, look at those violent Trump supporters. We've got to round them all up and shove them in a gulag somewhere, just like we did to the Japanese back in World War II. My goodness. Okay, getting on to other news here. A lot of people still talking about Nancy Pelosi going to China, and it's really not clear exactly how this started. The White House is saying that it wasn't their idea, and but it's caused a lot of problems. It caused a lot of stress with the president of South Korea, and but it's made Pelosi very popular with Congress on both sides of the aisle. 26 Republican senators have issued a formal commendation to Nancy Pelosi for going to Taiwan. And they're out there talking about her bravery. And while they're doing that, of course, all the domestic issues were put on hold. You know, we're too busy worshiping Nancy Pelosi to deal with crumbling roads and bridges and so forth and so on. And they're out there trying to make it look like she did a good thing, although really it's caused a lot of problems. It's increased the tensions with China. And the American media is focusing on Nancy Pelosi and cheering her on and lionizing her while basically ignoring the U.S. military threats that have been directed against China, including the repeated sailing of warships through the Taiwan Strait, surveillance flights along the coast of mainland China, shipping of weapons to Taiwan, so forth and so on here. Okay, a lot of people are still talking about the Inflation Reduction Act, which has passed the Senate. It's on its way to the House right now. And everybody is very alarmed over this supersizing of the Internal Revenue Service. $80 billion. And, you know, it's really funny. Back when Elon Musk offered $40 billion to buy Twitter, they said, well, why don't you use that money to end world hunger? And I'm waiting for somebody to ask the United States Congress, instead of giving $80 million to the IRS, why don't you end world hunger with it? Okay, and nobody's doing that. It's kind of a weird situation there. Well, the IRS Commissioner Charles Rettig has just issued a letter saying that none of these 87,000 new employees will be targeting middle-class Americans. And if you believe that one, I have some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. Okay, I mean, 87,000, you know, there are no stadiums anywhere on earth that can hold that many people. That's how many the IRS is getting ready to hire. And they already have people looking at the ultra rich and the billionaires. Yeah, these 87,000 employees are going to be aimed at average, middle class, working class Americans trying to find every little infraction that they can hit you with a huge fine because they are desperate to raise money. In fact, in the language supporting the increasing of the IRS, they made the prediction that this would result in the raising of $200 billion in additional revenue over the next 10 years. And that's what the Democrats are after, because ever since Biden came into the White House, they have been printing up new money and spending it like crazy. And then they scratch their heads and look like morons saying, boy, why is there all this inflation here? And so, you know, they want money. They want money to continue to send over to Ukraine. They want your money to continue to send over to Israel. They want your money to hire drag queens to do story hours in the schools. They want your money to push critical race theory and LGBTQ and transgender ideologies in the public schools. And, of course, they want a lot of money for their cronies and various things like that. And, 87,000 new IRS employees, many of whom will be armed, because the IRS is buying tons of ammunition. They have bought an estimated 4,500 additional weapons. And so, they're turning into Robin Hood-like tax collectors just riding across the countryside, stealing pigs, chickens, and farmers' daughters wherever they feel like. Okay. All righty. Now, Representative Jamie Herrera Butler, I think, she was one of the 10 Republican House members who voted to impeach Donald Trump. She has now lost her re-election. She had to concede defeat in her primary race in Washington State's 3rd Congressional District. So all these rhinos, these turncoat Republicans who voted to impeach Trump, they are falling one by one. I think there's only two left. Okay, I think there's only two left now. All right, we're coming up here on a commercial break here. When we come on back, we're going to be talking about COVID and other medical issues. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on Long-Term Food Storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Born in the city with a silver spoon, great-grandson of the oil tycoon, raised by wolves, thinks he owns the moon, socialist banker to the one-world goons, Davy Rockefeller, chairman of the CFR.
Welcome back to our show here. We're going to talk about COVID and other medical issues here right now. And over at Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s website, Children's Defense Fund, they interviewed a former pharma executive who came on out saying that the Moderna clinical trials were terribly flawed and the FDA knew it. Now, we have in recent weeks seen all these articles coming on out about how Pfizer and Moderna and the FDA and the CDC were hiding the adverse event reports from the clinical trials so they could say, this stuff is safe, we're going to issue an emergency use authorization and pump this stuff into your arm just as fast as we can. And then it's come on out that, yeah, indeed, they did know that there was harm being caused by these vaccines. Now they're arguing over when they knew it. You know, the link between the mRNA shots and myocarditis, and they say, well, yeah, there's a link, but we didn't know about it way back then, and that turned out to be a lie as well. So, yeah, there is something going on there, and I know there's a lot of money tied up in these vaccines, but it does seem like there's another agenda somewhere at work to justify all this cover-up and deception and coercion. The abandonment of the Nuremberg principle of informed consent, it's terrible. Now, the head of the Lancet's COVID-19 investigation, the Lancet is that very credible, peer-reviewed British medical journal. So they have their Origins Commission. The head of that is now convinced that COVID-19 was created in a laboratory, and further says that any real investigations are being blocked. Okay? And, yeah, I remember when the lab theory first came on out, and I was one of the first people to say, you know, that Wuhan Institute of Virology, they're messing around with all this stuff. Somebody dropped a test tube, and that's where it came from. And they, you know, the corporate media and the shills all came out and said, oh, no, it came from a cave. It came from the wet market. And, you know, the fact that they're working with these viruses in the Wuhan lab is no reason to think that there's any connection between these. Anyway, a little bit of retribution, not all that much, but apparently Anthony Fauci was invited to throw out the first pitch at a game for the Mariners baseball team, and when he stepped onto the field, the crowd booed and heckled him, and so the public is making its opinion of Fauci known to all. Out in California, they have now declared a state of emergency over monkeypox. It's kind of interesting. This is a week after they allowed that kink festival to go forward. I mean, remember, they were sending SWAT teams during the COVID pandemic to shut down churches and bars and museums and stores. But with monkeypox, yeah, we'll let the LGBTQ community have their parties here. So anyway, California's declared a state of emergency due to the outbreak of monkeypox. And again, there is something odd about this monkeypox, because prior to COVID, monkeypox was considered a very minor illness. It was very hard to catch. It was very easy to cure. And now all of a sudden we've got monkeypox, the second edition, that is saying, oh, you've got to be worried about it. And again, we had that scientist over in Israel who says that monkeypox is actually just getting the blame for adverse effects showing up from the COVID vaccines. Because, you know, 2 years on, we're still discovering the harm those mRNA shots are inflicting. Now, as if we didn't have enough to worry about with COVID and monkeypox and all the rest of it, there is a new virus that has appeared in China. So far, only 35 people are infected. The virus is named Lamia henipavirus, and it is novel, meaning it has never been seen in human beings before. Now, the henipavirus family has two species that are already known. One is the Hendra virus, and the other is the Nipah virus. And these produce severe and fatal illnesses in people. There are no vaccines or treatments. So if you're looking for something to wipe out huge segments of the population, that's a good one. Henipavirus is classified as a BSL-4, meaning a biosafety level 4 pathogen, precautions you have to take with it. The case fatality rates are between 40% and 75%, according to the World Health Organization. So the first thing that occurs to me is, gosh darn, somebody dropped another test tube over there. Okay. Meanwhile, the World Health Organization is renewing their push for the Global Pandemic Treaty, while the World Bank creates a $1 billion fund for permanent vaccine passports. We've got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Hi, Tom Bolton for Ease Off. I know so many of you are finding our Easy 4 carcass drop and lift an essential tool for your meat processing operation, but today I want to spotlight four of our new products. First, our right height hog cradles with steel or aluminum frames. Our customers love this back-saving innovation that enhances sanitation and speeds production. Next, our beef cradles with stainless steel or aluminum frames eliminate rust and corrosion. We hope you'll compare our quality and prices for this essential part of your processing line. Our cradles are especially effective when used with our power skinner. And finally, our hook tumbler will keep your hooks clean and polished. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
EaseOff, LLC, 417-932-6419.
How does $49,000 relate to $7 trillion? I'm Peter Serafin with today's Liberty Minute. $7.1 trillion is what our federal government has authorized to spend on COVID one way or another so far. That number goes up every time Biden announces the next free test or free pill or free mask or free jab. But let's stick with $7.1 trillion for now. There were 144.3 million taxpayers last year. Let's do some math. Total COVID spending divided by the total number of taxpayers equals how much COVID has cost you. And that is $49,203. Remember, every billion the government spends costs you $7, and every trillion costs you $7,000. How long before the government demands your portion of the national debt? $243,000. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem Parabellum.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
Welcome back to our show here, and before we get back to COVID and the news, apparently we had a caller called into the control room, didn't want to come on the air, but was asking about Nancy Pelosi, who is out there trying to justify the FBI raid on Mar-a-Lago by saying nobody is above the law, unless you're Hillary Clinton and Hunter Biden and so forth and so on here. And so this caller asked, well, what about when Nancy Pelosi tore up the State of the Union speech? Remember that when Donald Trump did the State of the Union speech and Nancy Pelosi stood up behind him and just ripped it in half? Well, that was an official document. And it is, in fact, illegal to destroy official documents. It's a violation of Title 18 U.S.C. 2071. So looks like maybe Nancy Pelosi is above the law because nobody ever did anything about that. All righty, let's get to the international news now. And if your wallet's feeling a little bit lighter, you are not alone. because apparently the Biden administration is sending more billions to Ukraine. They announced this back on Monday. I think we mentioned it then. They're spending another $5.5 billion more in combined foreign assistance and military weaponry. Basically, $1 billion in weapon and $4.5 billion in cash, and absolutely no way of knowing where any of that is going. And we already know that 7 out of every 10 weapons sent to Ukraine never reach the front lines. They're showing up on the black market, the weapons market around the world, and being sold, and people are making money off of this stuff. Now, this story came on in. And this is from TASS, you know, one of Russia's major media outlets. And according to TASS, Ukrainian President Zelensky has accepted Russian President Putin's proposal regarding peace talks and a ceasefire. And so Zelensky is now ready to talk to Putin about a ceasefire. Whether Putin wants to talk to him or not is unclear. Putin had indicated at one point he didn't really have anything to say. Zelensky was saying he was going to show up at the G7 and try and confront Putin there. But if this story is true, and I certainly hope it does, then things in Ukraine might calm down a little bit, at which point we'll only have to worry about Biden and his cronies starting a nuclear war with China. So, anyway. Meanwhile, Moscow is accusing Washington of unreasonable and unnecessary escalation. And this basically was triggered by a request by the United States for an inspection of Russia's nuclear weapons under the new START treaty. And the Kremlin recently announced it was suspending American inspections because the Western sanctions were preventing Russians from implementing checks on the U.S. nuclear arsenal. And Russia doesn't want to go with a one-way deal where the U.S. can spy on their nuclear weapons, but the Russians can't spy on the American nuclear weapons. And so as a result of this, Russia has now kicked all of the U.S. inspectors out of their weapons arsenals. So another way things are escalating over there. Now, Zelensky is lobbying the United States and the European Union to close their borders to any and all Russian travelers for a period of at least 1 year. Now, part of this is that a lot of people are trying to leave Ukraine, a lot of people of Russian ancestry, and Zelensky doesn't want them leaving. Now, a lot of them are heading into Russia to escape Russian aggression, if that makes any sense whatsoever. And a lot of them are trying to go to Europe. But apparently, member nations of the European Union are saying they support Zelensky's call to ban all Russians from traveling, at least to Europe and the United States, as if that was the entirety of the civilized world. Okay, now, not too long ago, Joe Biden announced the United States had killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in Afghanistan. And it got a lot of attention and more than a few giggles in that Zawahiri has claimed to have been killed or died of natural causes several times before. But let's stipulate for the moment that, yes, the United States went on out and killed al-Zawahiri in Afghanistan. And this is causing a little bit of consternation in the international community because the United States for years now has been pushing this idea of a rules-based international order. And of course, that idea of a rules-based international order is totally undermined, okay, by the targeted killing ordered by the President of the United States of America. Okay, and it's actually even worse for Biden than that, because al-Zawahiri was the last major al-Qaeda figurehead out there that they could wag at us to say, we've got to have a global war on terror. You know, al-Qaeda is out there. Well, they're all dead except al-Zawahiri. Well, you know, Zawahiri is dead. Bin Laden actually died back in 2001. Khalid Sheikh Mohammed is still in Guantanamo. And so the fact of the matter is they just destroyed their last justification to continue the global war on terror. Wow, just think of how much money we're going to save on that one. Now, up in Canada, there is an organization, the Canadians for Justice and Peace in the Middle East, and they're looking at this recent attack on Gaza by Israel, and they're saying, you know, this is a war of aggression, and there must be consequences for Israel's constant assaults on Palestine and the Palestinians. And I'm in agreement. They'll certainly never get that from Justin Trudeau. Meanwhile, getting on back to Russia, a little high-tech stuff, Russia has launched an Iranian satellite into orbit yesterday, just 3 weeks after Vladimir Putin and Ayatollah Ali Khamenei pledged to work together against the West. And so the remote Khayyam sensing satellite, named after the 11th century Persian poet Omar Khayyam, was launched on a Soyuz rocket from Baikonur Cosmodrome in Kazakhstan and is successfully now in orbit. And the satellite is rejecting claims that it is a surveillance satellite and says Moscow does not have access to it anyway, although I'm sure they will send intelligence data. Now, the U.S., once again, is going to be sending their warships through the Taiwan Strait. Now, remember, China has already said that that middle line, which supposedly represented the boundary between mainland China's waters and the Taiwan Strait and Taiwan's waters and the Taiwan Strait, has been erased. And China is now saying their territorial waters go right up to the island of Taiwan. So if the United States sends warships through the Taiwan Strait in the coming days, China will see that as an invasion of their territorial waters by U.S. warships. So that is cranking up again. All right. Now, a while back, the U.S. Army, their special warfare school, ran a training exercise for several weeks, roaming around 21 different North Carolina counties, practicing unconventional warfare tactics. Okay, and it really upset a lot of people. There wasn't an adequate warning. A lot of people in North Carolina didn't know what was going on. They were hearing the gunfire, the helicopters, the explosions. Well, now apparently they're going to be conducting a similar exercise around San Antonio, Texas. Okay, and they're conducting a training exercise in the downtown area. It actually began on Monday, so it's ongoing right now. And the San Antonio Police Department released a report saying that the exercise consists of air and ground mobility operations and close quarter combat training to enhance the soldiers' skills by operating in a realistic urban environment. And they said you may hear low-flying helicopters, simulated gunfire, and controlled explosions during periods of darkness. Well, thanks for letting us know about that. Okay, getting into the economic news, Biden is claiming America had 0% inflation in the month of July. And there was a little slowdown, but not quite to zero. But overall, inflation is still running at 8.5% year over year. And we're being gaslit on the economy. The economy is in serious trouble. And because the midterm elections are coming up, Biden and the Democrats are out there saying, well, it's not really a recession. We've changed the definition of a recession. Remember what Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez said? Look, if you take two quarters, it's still 50 cents, so there can't be any inflation. Okay. So anyway, you don't need me to tell you the economy's in trouble. Go look at your local gas station. And yes, gas prices have come down 20, 30 cents, but they're still up over $2 a gallon over what it was when Biden took office. You can see the shrinkflation and the price inflation at the supermarket, the empty shelves. Things are not good, and Biden's still out there trying to say, no, it's really good. You know, who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes? Meanwhile, Ted Cruz has gone on the warpath against the Democrats who voted for higher gas prices. Okay, and this has to do with some of the machinations around the Keystone Pipeline, which Biden shut down, that would have brought more oil and gas into the country where it is certainly needed. Now, everybody is talking about electric cars, and I agree, they're cool. When our Honda got stolen on Oahu for the third time, and we went looking to buy a newer car, we did look at electric cars and hybrid cars. They were simply too expensive, and that's why we got the Hyundai, which I really love, and it gets great mileage. But the problem with all of these electric vehicles is twofold. First of all, they are still being recharged from coal and gas-fired power plants, so they're not really that good for the environment. And the manufacturing of the cars, especially the batteries, is also bad for the environment. So for that very reason, okay, they've run into a little bit of a problem out in what's called Thacker Pass, where they're trying to, they're planning to dig the biggest lithium mine in the United States. And the locals are saying, no, we don't want this because of the environmental damage it's going to do. The leachates are going to get into the water. That's really a problem, and it can last forever. And I'll give you an example. In California, there's a town called Coloma, which is where the Northern Gold Rush began. You know, Sutter's Mill, the gold in the wash there. And during the gold rush, they used a lot of mercury in the mining. They'd shoot mercury down into the to the cracks of the rocks. The mercury would amalgam with the gold. They would then suck the mercury out, boil the mercury off, leaving the gold behind. Okay, it's a very well-known process here. The problem is, to this very day, the groundwater in Coloma is contaminated with mercury. They have to have all their water shipped in from someplace else. So these concerns about lithium mines leaving toxins in the soil and the water that will last a long time, yeah, that's a very, very real concern. And there was a report that came out the other day saying at this point, it's actually becoming dangerous to drink rainwater and spring water because of all these forever chemicals that have been accumulating from all this manufacturing going on here. All right, getting into the economic news, the United States has issued a warning to Africa not to buy anything from Russia except for grain and fertilizer. There's food and fertilizer shortages everywhere, so they exempted that, but they don't want Africa to buy anything from Russia, cars, computers, electronics, weapons, and so forth and so on. So the U.S. is still acting like the bully of the world. Now, here's a story that I think is probably going to upset a lot of people. And amazingly enough, it came out from NPR. Okay? And basically, they're talking about a new kind of battery. It's called the Vanadium Redox Flow Battery. It was designed by 24 U.S. scientists at a taxpayer-funded government lab. Now, these are large batteries. They're not going to go in your car or your laptop. They're about the size of a refrigerator. They hold enough energy to power an entire house, and they last for decades. Okay? And the engineers pictured people plunking these down next to their air conditioners, attaching solar panels to them, and everybody lives happily ever after off of the grid. And there was a U.S. company called UniEnergy that was trying to bring these batteries to market. Okay. Unfortunately, UniEnergy has gone out of business because the U.S. Department of Energy gave the technology for this battery to a Chinese company. Okay. And this Chinese company got this technology back in 2017 as part of a sub-license, and then in 2021 as part of a license transfer. Okay, so the U.S. government allowed the technology and the jobs it would create to move overseas. This violated its own licensing rules, and of course, they failed to intervene on behalf of U.S. workers. Okay? You know, now China is forging ahead with this new battery. They're investing millions into this cutting-edge green technology, and it was supposed to help the U.S. and our economy, and it is not. And we need to ask why. Just how is China influencing such deals in the United States? Well, I hear they're on really good terms with the former vice president. Anyway. Now, New York City, which is now dealing with an influx of illegal immigrants from the southern border, has decided to deal with their homeless problem by simply shipping them to Hawaii and other states without informing the states about, hey, there are plane loads of homeless people coming on in. They've got one-way tickets. And this is not new. When I lived in Hawaii, it was known this was being done. We got a huge homeless population in Hawaii where states were simply taking their homeless, giving them a one-way ticket, putting them on the plane, and saying, you're Hawaii's problem now. We got to take a break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Carrie: great product, and I will continue to use. I've been taking it for over a year now. I'm 60 and feel great. I would highly recommend this product to anyone over the age of 40. Amazon customer: 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. Extendivite has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Amazon customer: 5 stars. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
We are living in dangerous days, and I am frightened by what you say.
back to our show here, and down in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis, who's done a lot of really good things, let's be honest here, and I hope he's Trump's running mate in 2024. He basically came on out saying that doctors who perform gender-affirming surgeries on children should be sued. I am totally in agreement. Children who get this surgery, it's not like they're being treated, you know, for some kind of a life-threatening disease. It's cosmetic surgery. It's elective cosmetic surgery. It's being pushed on them by parents, by teachers, by the LGBTQ community. It is child abuse. It is really child abuse. Okay, in the journal Pediatrics, there was a paper that came on out trying to dismiss the idea that transgenderism and LGBTQ is being sold to children through social pressure. And so this paper came on out. It's filled with errors. It's already being ridiculed and mocked. It is basically out there saying society has nothing to do with the soaring numbers of children who are convinced they are transgender. Okay, and we know that's just not the way it is here. This is a really good one. During the passage of Biden's Inflation Increasing Act, in the Senate, all 50 Democrats voted against an amendment that sought to define pregnancy as a uniquely biologically female process. Okay? All 50 Democrats in the Senate voted to say that against the idea that pregnancy is exclusively a female process. That's how completely out of control. And I'm not surprised people are getting fed up with liberalism, with nonsense like that. Over at the American Federation of Teachers, their president, Randy Weingarten, is out there screaming that conservatives have become the enemy of educators. Well, conservatives are the enemy of critical race theory. They are the enemy of drag queen story hour. They are the enemy of transgender ideology and LGBTQ ideology being taught in the schools. We are certainly the friends of schools teaching reading, writing, arithmetic, math, science, you know, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math, and useful issues like that. But this American Federation of Teachers are out there saying, no, 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 you're wrong if you don't let us have Drag Queen Story Hour. Alrighty. Now, a lot of states are starting to reexamine their gun laws in the wake of the Supreme Court decision in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin. And, more and more states are liberalizing, I hate to use that word, loosening their gun laws, including here in Indiana. You can now carry concealed without a permit. I don't have a gun I can carry concealed with, but I like the idea. We got to take a break for station identification. We're going to open the phone lines, 512-248-8252, and we'll be right back.
Standing 6'4", weighing in 245 pounds of crime-fighting, political science-analyzing brawn, ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Patrick Slattery.
So, Mike, get off this anti-cicada agenda.
I'm a born-again traditional Christian, and my favorite possessions are right here on my nightstand. That would be the King James Bible and my 357 revolver.
I'd rather be ruled by Chinamen than Jews.
Cool it with the anti-Semitic remarks, right?
Just because you steal an election and terminate the Republic doesn't mean you terminate the people in the Republic, because we're still here.
I'm not taking the vaccine. F*** you, Bill Gates.
There was a way forward still on January 6th. What needed to be done is to object to every single state.
The COVID-19 virus was the setup. The vaccine could very well be the bioweapon.
The Patrick and Jeremy Show, Tuesday at 9 Central and Wednesday at 1 Central.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.